Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Everybody, happy Monday. Welcome back to Morning Coffee. I'm your host, Rick Alexander. Today, I'm going to take a break from our regular scheduled programming to resurrect an episode that, quite honestly, I used to do quite often on this channel, which is called Maybe You Need to Hear This Today. And the reason I'm doing it is, honestly, over the last few months, well, maybe I've needed to hear some of these things. And so I've taken some time to summarize them. And I'm just going to talk about that today. And then tomorrow, we'll jump back in with Maxim number 16. So before I jump into today's episode, or actually it might even just be a great segue into what we're going to talk about today, I gave a talk called The Role of the Individual to a men's group this past week, and I realized in giving it that there's a huge need to understand the responsibilities that we as individuals have and how to figure out what those are so that we can focus on what our work is and not get pulled into the madness and the chaos of the current climate, you know, political climate, cultural climate. Like, you know, we're going through some things right now, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But anyway, so I took that talk and I've made it into a workshop that I'm going to give over Zoom on Wednesday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're interested in going through that workshop, and there will be, it's going to be lecture, but more Q&A style, like just more of a conversation between me and whoever decides to go. And then also I'm going to use some exercises and some things that I took from the Clarity Academy and other things that I've seen this year that have been helpful. And so in that process, I'm going to not just talk about what the role of the individual is, but actually give you exercises so that you can come to your own conclusions about what you're here for. So if you're interested in that, head to the link in my bio, the link of the bio of this episode, and sign up. And all you have to do is drop your email, and then you'll get an invite for the call. And we'll do it. All right, so maybe you need to hear this today. You are not obligated to silence simply because the loudest voices around you have a different opinion than you do. One of the things that I've noticed is that in the absence of a good argument, people will raise their voice. You know, what they're trying to do is shut out opposition. And the beauty of argument is that you get to figure out what you think, right? We don't argue to be right. I mean, we do, but there's a utility in debate. And that is you can figure out exactly what you think, and you can figure out what you don't think and where your thinking is off and where there are blind spots. And so if we enter into debate in a way that is open, what you'll find is that you're learning constantly about the world that you don't know, and people are telling you. But when we begin to debate by raising our voice and trying to shut other people up and trying to silence people and deciding that only certain people can have a seat at the table, I think we're on the wrong path. And so just understand that you are not obligated to silence because there are louder voices around you that have a different opinion. Also, you're not obligated to shrink yourself to make others comfortable. We have decided, unfortunately, I don't even want to say we have decided, but there's a decision that's been made in this country by some that in order to have a seat at the table, in order to be worthy of conversation, in order to be unified and to have the dignity of your humanity recognized, you've got to have an opinion that is acceptable to the collective. You do not. You absolutely do not. You are under no obligation to shrink yourself to make the people around you comfortable. That is fundamentally how this world works. Nobody gets to tell you what to believe. Nobody gets to tell you what to think. Rather, we all, as I've said in this first part, bring our arguments and our debates and our concerns and our laments and the things that are on our hearts. We bring them together and we talk about them. And in that place, what you would consider to be positive discourse, right? And when we can talk, when we're all around the same table and we all understand that we're coming from the same place, then we can evolve our opinions. You're also not obligated to adopt another's value system. One of the things we're going to do in that seminar is really get down to figuring out what our individual value system is, what it says about us, and further, what we think is important in this life. You know, one of the things that my partner Danielle brought forward to me the other day is she said, you know, a lot of people's guilt is coming from adopting a value system that is not their own. And I found that to be really interesting because I think back of when I was growing up, the things, I don't know if you guys are familiar with like Catholic guilt or Protestant guilt or, you know, any guilt from just simply being told there's a certain way to do things in the world and then having your natural impulse and desires to do something that is counter to what you're told is being okay. The key there is what you're told is being okay. Now, you do have to figure out how to adopt a value system that makes you beneficial in the world, that makes you useful, that makes you enjoy your life, that allows you to enjoy your life rather, and allows you to be good for the people around you. But you're not obligated to adopt their value system, and because if you do, you'll carry the guilt that was never yours. There's a lot of people out there that are carrying a cross that's simply not theirs. They're being told how to live by other people. And though they don't necessarily have that value system, they also don't have the discernment to figure out what's theirs and what is not theirs. And so in absence of that, we will pick up things that just are simply not ours. And so you do have to figure out what you value, or you don't have to, but you should. In addition to that, though, you do not have to adopt the values of others. Final thing that you're not obligated to do is participate in madness. Something I'm finding right now, I was doing a bit of a thought experiment the other day, and I watched CNN for a half hour. I didn't make it a full half hour. I tried, though. And then I watched Fox News for a half hour. Also did not make it a full half hour. But I watched them both to try to intimate the tone of what they were saying. And what I noticed is that they were both saying things that many people believe, but they were saying in a way that's not only inflammatory, but that is divisive in that there's an us and a them. And that's how they were making it seem. So, for example, on Fox News, they were talking about whether there was election fraud or whatever. And the way they talked about it, though, is they said, like, they want, whoever they is, right? Just let's create an enemy here. They want to take your freedom away and your ability to choose. So it's not just we need to figure out what's gone on here. It's actually, no, there's a problem in this country and we need to rise up against them. It's underlying, but that's what they're saying. And then in the CNN side, they were like, these people, you know, they, again, this proverbial they, whoever doesn't agree with us right now, the they out in the world are trying to grasp at nothing. And so they need to be essentially silenced. They need to quit. They need to this. And if they don't, the dot, dot, dot that is being implied here is that we must rise up. And so right now, our country is about to go through a really difficult time. There's almost no question. The tinder, unfortunately, is being laid every day a little bit more and a little more. And just like, you know, after the pandemic, we all get locked inside, right? So psychological well-being is not thought of as equally as important as physical well-being, right? And so then we decide to lock ourselves inside. And so in doing that, we hide from this disease, but also in doing that, we are not supporting our psychological wellness. On individual levels we do, but there's no mandate to do that, right? The mandate is to save your physical self. Right after the pandemic, that George Floyd thing happened, live captured, nobody could have, you know, grasped the spark that was going to happen, but the tinder was set. Like, we were all in a crazy place. And so when it happened, the country started going up in flames. Right now, the tinder's set more than that period. Now, I don't know what will happen that will make it, you know, explode, so to speak, or burn down, but something definitely will. Like, there's no question about it. It could come from anywhere and nobody could guess what it's going to be, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that the tinder is laid. you're not obligated to participate in that madness because, you know, this they, them argument, walk around and look at people, talk to people, see what's going on in their lives, you know, and like look at people and smile and welcome them to your life, welcome them into your presence. No matter what, if you're walking by them on a walk, if you're playing whatever, if you're hanging out with family, if you're talking to people on Zoom, like really look at people's eyes and see them for who they are, because that's what we want, right? And allow them to see you, because that's the second thing we want, to be seen and to see others. And, you know, allow that to happen and then realize that this us, them thing, it's a small minority of people that are content on burning this thing to the ground, really. Like they don't understand that maybe. I'm not saying it's all malicious and conscious maliciousness, but it is certainly something that's taking place. You're not obligated though to participate in that madness. This, whatever is going to go down in our country, the divisiveness, whatever, you walk around and you realize these people don't want to fight. These people want to live their life. They want to hug their loved ones. They want to shake people's hands. They want to be human beings. And if you approach them like a human being, that will be reciprocated. So look, you're not obligated to silence. You're not obligated to shrink for the comfort of others. You're not obligated to participate in madness. And you are certainly not obligated to adopt another's value system. And so that brings the question, what, if anything, are you obligated to do? The thing I'll talk about in the workshop that we do on the role of the individual, and the thing that I'd love to submit for your meditation today, is that the individual is responsible for figuring out exactly what it is that they should be responsible for. Not to be told by others, but to actually figure out, what do I value, as in what do I think is important? You're responsible to contribute to the world that you want to be a part of. Everything that you do, everything you decision you make, you're voting with your time, you're voting with your attention, you're voting with your dollars, and you're contributing to some kind of a world. What I would submit to you is that your responsibility as an individual here is to discern what is worth being responsible for, and further to ensure that you are contributing to a world that you definitely want to be a part of. And of course, if you want to explore these further, we'll do it in the workshop on Wednesday, December 2nd. Again, link in the show notes of this episode. I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later with Maxim 16.